What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I am up in New York at the WFAN studios, which is pretty cool. Unfortunately, I got to watch the Caps kind of get roasted in person yesterday. B-Mitch back in the Navy Yard studio after riding a bicycle 100 miles over the weekend.
110.
Pardon me. How the legs be?
The legs are good. I got up and got on the treadmill this morning, so I'm cool.
All right, great. How was, listen,
the
obviously
butt,
we'll get to the
Caps. The butt was a little sore, though, because I hadn't been on that bike in a while.
Yeah. What? How'd it go?
It went well. I mean, it was a lot of fun. John Brito may call in at 11:45, talk about it a little bit. I think they set records this year with the fundraising. I had a lot, over 400 riders. The first day we left from Crystal City.
What do you raise the money for again?
Face of America. It's the Face of America Gettysburg. It's a world team sports. They do a lot of things with a lot of military guys, first responders, adaptive athletes, basically. Like, you know, they have special bikes for some guys that don't use their legs. They pair with their arms. They got recumbent bikes for some guys.
It's crazy.
And it's just people have different ailments. Like some guys from PTSD have some hearing impaired. And we helped get them from Crystal City all the way up to Gettysburg, or at the museum where we get the hills. We help push them up the hills and things. And it was a lot of fun, you know. But waking up yesterday morning, JP, it was in the 30s.
Yeah, and it felt cold.
It felt even colder than that. And we got to that first stop. Boy, look, I had to sit inside. I normally just hang out and talk, but I had to sit inside my buddy's truck and let my body warm up a little bit because, whew. It was chilly yesterday morning, brother.
Yeah, I believe it, man. it was cold. I got up to New York yesterday afternoon. The Caps game was at 3 o'clock, obviously.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you go to hockey games, it's cold in there because there's a giant sheet of ice in the middle of the
And they got to make it stay ice.
Yeah. Well, what's pretty wild at Madison Square Garden is the press box is, like, hanging out kind of over the arena.
No,
it's not like, I mean, it's a big structure, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But it's interesting how they do it. You end up with, like, great sight lines. I had kind of like a front row hanging over the edge of the side view, which was fun.
The way you say it makes it seem a little treacherous, though.
I'm not somebody that gets worried about heights. I'm doing a poor job of describing it, maybe. It's not something that, like, I find scary, but if somebody had a heights issue, they might. Here, I'll send it to you. I'm going to drop it in the group thread, and you can look at it.
All right.
It's like, you know, at Capital One Arena, the press box is, like, kind of just straight up for a hockey game.
Yeah.
Imagine if the seats go all the way straight up like it does at Cap One, but then the press box is like 30 yards in to the stadium, kind of, they call it a sky bridge, where it's like, there's also like restaurants, bars, and seats. So mm-hmm. I think it's just a way for them to pack more people in and to have seats for fans and not have to give up space for the
press. Is there a walkway to walk out to it?
Yeah.
It's kind of narrow.
It's less narrow than you'd think.
Okay.
Like, it's not wide, but at no point is it like a claustrophobic feeling. I tell you what, when we go back tomorrow night for the game, I'll take a video to try to explain, and I'll send it to you. Because I don't think you would worry about it, but the view is pretty damn vertical. I'll say that. it should be a lot of fun. So
this is from the box, which you took the picture just...
The picture I just dropped in the text thread is from my seat in the press box.
Okay.
But
it's a little weird.
You see how we're not, like, farther back to the side of the building? We're kind of, like, out over...
right over the top of some people.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you might not be worried, but the people right below us should be worried.
Yeah, I think, luckily, you know, it's not fans that are drinking and partying. It's working media, so they're... ideally not dropping anything. I don't know. I got a slice of pizza and a refillable soda cup, and I didn't spill either.
Okay. That's news right there.
Well, speaking of news, Brian, obviously Caps are down 0-1 in a best of seven series. Mm-hmm. You know, for maybe 60, 70% of that game, they look like they can try to their path to winning is narrow, right? They got to kind of muck it up, hope they get a goal, and Lindgren stands on his head. And, mm-hmm. and for most of that Caps game, it kind of seemed like, okay, maybe the first period, certainly, that's what they did. But, man, the dude Panarin for the Rangers is outrageous. And New York just has some dudes, man. There's a reason they're the one seed. John Walton's going to join us at 11, try to help us make sense of what they do for game two to change this thing up. It was also kind of funny. So in my press seat, I had John Walton and Joe B like right above me. Mm. So it was pretty damn cool for various periods of the game. I could just like hear them doing play by play as the game was happening in front of me. It was a unique experience, but it was kind of neat. Mm. So real news, an event that occurred is the Caps lost. An event that's going to occur that is probably the biggest story in the country. And I know we got NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs and the Nats. Last week we declared ourselves the foremost Mitchell Parker radio program because Toby told us that he was going to get shelled. And we said, no, he's not. He's a 6'5 lefty and we like his stuff. Mm-hmm. He was dealing yesterday. So these are events that occurred. Caps, Nats, Commanders have a big pick. Thursday night, number two overall.
Yes.
But, I think the biggest news may be the return of Jim Andrew Mullins the 10th, a.k.a. Professor Landini. Landfill's back.
Hey, it looked like he's just been sleeping the whole time he was gone, though.
Landini, how was your vacation?
I mean, it was fantastic.
What did you do?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
You slept?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Did you leave Loudoun County?
Hell no.
I think I probably went to Fairfax County, and I possibly was in Prince William or Fauquier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fauquier's far. That's you did something to go to Fauquier County.
It's not that far. I mean, calm down.
What got you to Fauquier County?
I don't even know if I was there. I might have just been near the border.
Near the border. Well, do they have a wall on that border?
I don't believe so.
Ball yet? Okay. all right. Well, or do you feel healthy, rested, ready to rock draft week?
I'm definitely rested. I did a lot of resting.
I wonder, Landini, now that you know you have to deal with me doing remotes for 2 days, and then we've got the draft coming up, does part of you wish you had taken this week off work?
No, I mean, you're at an actual radio station, so I assume the connection is going to work.
So far, so good.
There are competent people in charge of it, so I think we'll be good.
The woman, Mindy, that helped me was really terrific. And this building, I mean, the location here is pretty cool. I think we're kind of Greenwich Village-ish. It's like south, it's like the bottom, certainly third of Manhattan down here. I also found out, Brian, I was unaware of this. And New York has lots of things, right? And that's what makes it great and hard to maybe keep track of. I am staying at a Fairfield Inn. I got no complaints about my hotel. It's small, but it's New York. Beds, comfortable, whatever, all good. You lived up here. You played here for a year. Is there like a gardening district in New York City?
I think so, but I don't think I was frequenting that one.
B, I walked out of my hotel this morning, and so when I got to the hotel yesterday, it was like, you know, Sunday evening, so a lot of things were kind of, like, a lot of your regular businesses are kind of closed. There must be 1,000 plant stores on the street of my hotel. Like, mm-hmm. Like, you feel like you're you know when you go to, like, the botanical gardens or something, and there's just plants everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like walking down the street of my hotel. And it's kind of nice. I'm not, like...
They're trying to beautify it, because, you know, you can walk down some streets in New York, and, boy, you go, like, this is the city that they say never sleep in, and the greatest city in the world?
Right. Right.
Hey, some odors in New York too, brother.
Yo, some odors for sure. When I was walking out of the garden yesterday and I got, you know, like five blocks away, kind of away from the chaos, there was a dude just on the street selling in my skeptical mind, what looked to be pretty clearly stolen toys that he was just selling on the street. And then like another block up, there was a dude using like a sheet as clothing, just like chain smoking cigarettes and kind of showing the world what he was working with.
There are a lot of people walking up and down the streets of New York that act as if they were really in the Bible.
Yeah, there's a lot. there's a toga party that they're invited to that not everybody's invited.
I have seen guys walking down the street in New York with just a pamper on, diaper, not a pamper. It was cloth. And I'm like, okay, I know for sure it's not George Clinton right here. So what the hell is going on? And the weather was not conducive for them to be in just that.
Yeah, I believe you. I believe it all. It's a wild place up here. I did, however, get to try something that Landini may be interested in. Landfill, I tried mutton last night. Have you ever had mutton?
I have, but I'm kind of curious as to how I made you interested in that.
I don't know. I thought you'd be interested in my mutton eating, not that you made me interested in mutton.
Oh, okay.
Is that fair?
I mean, sure. I'm going to be honest. I'm not overly interested in you eating old sheep, but whatever.
I looked up what mutton was. I was unaware of what it was. B, did you know what it is or was?
No.
So, apparently, this is according to Wikipedia. You and I both really like lamb chops. I've been at a number of events with you. When they walk around with those little lollipop lamb chops, you and I slam them.
I'm going to destroy them. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So, lamb is like a sheep that is, you know, what do you call it? Like made to be beef or food.
Lamb is baby sheep.
Right. They like once a sheep turns one, it's no longer a lamb.
It's the veal of sheep.
It's like the veal of sheep. Oh, there you go, Landfill. And then a sheep from 2 to 3 is called sheep, or I think. And then a sheep after the age of 3 is called mutton. And I had a mutton chop last night. That was banging. It was really good. And
it's a lot of names, bro. Just call it a damn sheep. A lamb. I mean, why is it that you have to remember all these different levels of what it is to say it's this, that, or the other? What if it's 1 year old and one day? So it's a sheep, but it just was a lamb yesterday. All I care about, how well does it taste when I grab that little lamb chop?
Yeah. B, you would have liked it. I met up with Pete Haley last night. We had a nice dinner. Had exactly only one martini. It was cool. It was fun.
You know what the crazy thing is, though?
What?
I actually have audio of JP eating the mutton.
Ah!
Oh man.
Yeah. Bah.
You know what? This is kind of funny, bro.
We're
talking about mutton and lamb and all this, and I look on Instagram and guess what they're showing me? Somebody cooking lamb.
That fast?
They are listening. That's all I gotta tell you, people.
Bro, they are always listening. Always listening.
And it looks so good though. Ooh boy.
Okay, two things I want to address. One's a funny tweet from Jay Gruden. He said, no one said who won the Topgolf Challenge. No doubt J.J. McCarthy went for the short targets. Michael Penix tried the long left and long right targets. Drake hit driver and tried to hit it over the fence. Jaden obviously on the phone with his agent. I just thought that was funny. Like, we can laugh about this stuff at this point because it's over, and I think we are approaching Thursday night where Jaden Daniels is going to be the pick. And I could be wrong. I'm not guaranteeing it. I'm not reporting anything. But I think Emojigate and liked tweets and all of that are far less relevant after Jaden Daniels went on with Shannon Sharpe and Chad Ochocinco last night, after, you know, one of the agents in Daniels' agency said that Daniels not liking Washington was fake news. But I got this. I tweeted something out this morning that I sent to Landini. We'll play the audio of Daniels on with Ochocinco last night. So all I did was tweet out this video. Jaden Daniels talking about the Commanders wide receiver group. They've got some dogs over there.
Yeah.
To which I got this reply from Tim Holt. He said, if Washington drafts Daniels, JP will say, greatest player ever, here we go. If Washington drafts J.J. McCarthy, JP, after a few weeks, will say, greatest player ever, here we go. If Washington drafts Drake May, JP will say, better than Howell, here we go. And I responded to this dude, and I'm curious if you agree with me, B. My reply, I tried to keep it kosher. I just said, yes, I'm going to try to be positive about whoever they draft. They're all elite prospects. Sue me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, let's get to a point where we think it's going to be Daniels, but whatever happens,
What you should have done is not respond to him and not bring his name, because now you made that fool relevant.
That's true.
Whole thing about it is, when you try, that's the fan right there that gets mad because someone tell you the truth, and then they get mad because someone tries to be positive. They're never happy. They're never satisfied. They hide behind avatars, and they want to just talk just to talk. Don't waste your time on those guys right there. You are smart enough. I've been around you long enough. I call you. We mess with you all the time, but you're smart enough to understand those that are just trying to get a rise out of people and those that really give a damn.
Sure. You're right.
If they give a damn, you know what? You waste your time with them. When they're just trying to get something started, one finger salute them and keep moving.
Yeah, and I think more and more, thank God we're almost to the finish line here, because the draft really becomes like an exhausting process. And if Washington was picking 17th like they had for a while, then it's a much different conversation, because there's going to be one person that wants a wide out, one person that wants a D end, one person that wants a tackle, and then, you know, there's always going to be somebody that wants a quarterback, whatever. But that's just like, there's way more conversation to be had. But when you have the second overall pick, it's so consuming. And then when you have these quarterbacks available, quarterback position, quarterback drafting is so consuming. Quarterback evaluation attempts are consuming. And I think, I really truly think that in the absence of actual information, all the nonsense becomes the information.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just so deep into the nonsensical stage of this thing. And dude, it's weird that they did something unconventional by going to Topgolf, undeniably. But
see, that's
okay.
Listen, we talk about unconventional as if it's wrong. And I think that's the reason why I get fed up with it. And I really don't care about some people that don't have they did a lot of things that was unconventional too, that want to make these comments. They went to Topgolf, okay? Wow. So who cares at this point? Are they trying to get a better team and pick the best players? Yeah, that's all that matters. So them going to Topgolf shouldn't be that big of a story. You know, if they had gone to Topgolf and say whoever wins on the targets is the one we're going to draft, right, then that would be a damn story. But like they went and hung out with each other. Like, guess what football players normally do? Whether they are on the same team or they not on the same team, they go, you've been to functions with me. What do? We hang out. We talk. We try to have some fun. That's what the team did. Let them do. What do you normally, when you have fun, what you normally do? You normally relax and settle down, and then guess what? You become who you really are. And I think if the people that are trying to see that did something to make you relax so you can go out there and just do some things as you would normally do, that's a smart person.
And what gets lost in the sauce is that they then held meetings individually with all the prospects the next day.
But see, that's not sexy like, enough.
Nobody cares about that part.
Nobody wanted to discuss that story.
Like they did the conventional thing.
Yeah, nobody wanted to discuss that story because that's not sexy enough.
Speaking of sexy, I did want to say good morning to Jeff Walker. Good morning, Jeff.
What's up, JP?
Landini, Jeff did a really good job driving the car while you were on vacation in Fauquier County. I want to say that.
That's great. You love to see it.
Yeah. We had some fun. Really no issues. I think it helped that we were all
well,
in
the one day, but that was everybody's issue, Jay, when things just started to reboot.
Oh, my God. The computer update from hell.
Update on his own.
That you're correct.
The computer had a ghost inside of it.
Yeah, it was like poltergeist sending computer updates. John Walton joins us at 11. When we come back, I want to get into some specific stuff Jaden Daniels sort of said during his interview with Shannon and Ocho Cinco. Just getting warmed up on B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Are you tired of those lackluster cooling systems? Well, it's time to switch the rule and feel the difference. Thanks to the IRA Act, you can score up to $2,000 in tax credits on select heat pump systems. And Maryland residents, there's exclusive rebates from Rood just for you. Personally, I've upgraded to 3 Rood 18 series inverter heat pumps to stay cool at my house. Rood keeps me comfortable whether I'm chilling at home or hosting game day parties. So beat the heat this season and visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
6-7, the fan. 1 o'clock today, Jordan Reed, ESPN draft analyst, is going to join us. Jordan's a great dude. That'll be a really good conversation. We got Barry Sverluga at noon. I sat with Barry yesterday watching that game. Not a lot of fun had during that game. At 11:45, we're going to talk to John Berdeau, president and CEO of World Team Sports, that did the that runs the bike ride. B. Mitch raised. B, what'd you raise? $20,000?
31. 31,640.
Golly, dude.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dough, man.
Hey, man, people like supporting great causes. That's what
do you hit them at all with, like, hey, let me wet the beak and keep 2,500?
Nah.
Like a G.
It's all for the folks, man. Like, you know, I you're high about that military thing. I feel that's the one thing Pops look down on. If I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing, dude might reach out to the sky and punch me in my damn eye.
Man, now you're making me feel bad. Boomer Esiason just walked by. That was kind of cool. Go
what
Terps.
Up, Boomer?
He can't even hear me, so he definitely can't hear you, B, but I'll relay that. 11 o'clock, John Walton is going to join us. And here's what we're also doing. Leadville, tickets for game 3, correct?
Yes.
We are giving away game 3 tickets Friday. Friday night, Cap One Arena. That place will rock. Ideally, it's going to be 1-1, but even if it's 0-2, keep this in mind. A series doesn't begin until a team loses at home. So game 3 will be massive for Washington, giving those tickets away at 10:45. So that's only about 10 minutes from now. So buckle up. I did want to play some of this Jaden Daniels audio. He was he joined the nightcap with Shannon Sharpe and Chad Ochocinco. I got to be honest, I wanted to stay up for this, but it wasn't. They don't start until like the last sporting event of the night is over. I don't even know what time this thing started because that was it. Thunder Pelicans was on last night, and I fell asleep. But luckily, we have a producer like the great Landini who's able to track down the audio. And let's start here. I feel like draft season gets us so damn mind warped that we forget why a dude like Jaden Daniels is worth all the conversation. He just won the Heisman Trophy. I think he threw for 40 touchdowns, ran for another 10. I mean, the guy is an absolute stud. I like Jaden Daniels explaining why he's different than the other quarterbacks in this cycle.
I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I'm a competitor. Right. I'm a dog, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and in my escapability, you know, I could, you know, you give me a lane, I could go 80. I could go 80 for sure.
Right.
So that separates me, man. Just, you know, getting to know those guys. I mean, I know they all got high football IQs, but I would say just that dog in me, like, you know, this is all I know. You know, I grew up football. I was always doubted. You know, people doubted me to this day. So, you know, I take that, you know, added to the fire at the end of the day. So, but other than that, man, you know, just my escapability, man, my legs. I don't know. God bless me with those. So I got to keep using them.
No lies detected. Jaden Daniels ran 135 times for 1,134 yards. Good for 8.4 a pop with 10 touchdowns on the ground. That goes along with throwing for 3,812 yards, 40 touchdowns against only 4 interceptions. He averaged 11.7 yards per attempt. Like this was not at the line of scrimmage. He's going downfield. Completed 72% of his passes along the way. Now he had 2 first round wideouts on that LSU team, but you know what he did? He got him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I like Daniels. I like McCarthy. I like Drake. Like, there are reasons guys to like all over the place. I do think the legs make a big difference, B, like he explained.
Yeah, it does. And I think the whole thing about it is, it's amazing that people take the legs and make it into a negative. And I think when we had Greg Cosell on this show maybe a couple months ago, he mentioned how good of a passer and how good he was in the pocket. I think everybody looked over that. And I think it used to be where people would get these athletic quarterbacks who weren't very good passing the ball, and then that starts to knock things. And now, still in the 2024, guys that can run, that also, and, you know, guys that happen to be a true quarterback that still has elite athleticism, they get knocked because of that. So, I mean, I say, just like the, what's called it, the pressure, what's a little stat, through analytical stat they use?
Pressure to sack ratio.
The pressure to sack ratio, when a guy runs the football and goes 60 yards and scores a touchdown, that's not included. And that needs to be included as well. It shouldn't just be, oh, when he threw the ball and took a sack or something like that. If he can break out of it and go the distance, that should be commended as well.
Sure, absolutely. I think we have tried to see the whole picture with Jaden. I believe I kind of remove Williams, right? Because he's going to Chicago. And it's just not going to happen. So I think you're talking about McCarthy, Drake, Jaden, and Penix. They brought Penix in. I do think we have to give some consideration to Penix. And especially the way Minnesota and Vegas are drooling over themselves. You know what? You know the way the Vikings and the Raiders are acting? You ever had a buddy go to a strip club and then he was convinced that the stripper was actually in love with him? Like, that's the way the Raiders and the Vikings are acting.
I never had a buddy do that.
Well, it's happened. I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it happen to guys. Talking about that with his girlfriend. I'm like, fool, are you crazy?
Yo, like, and you know what they end up, we know what happens in those scenarios? Those dudes run up $3,500 on their credit card and
nightly.
Maybe get divorced, right? Like, that's the way the Raiders and the Vikings are acting towards this quarterback situation, is desperate. And I don't think there's a good chance of it, but I think, dude, if Minnesota offers something outrageous and you can get to 11 and you could take Penix, I don't hate it, right? Like, if you get to a situation where you are still getting a quarterback you really like and you add three first-rounders,
mm-hmm.
Again, I think these are very small probabilities of happening. But, like, I don't think we should be ignoring Penix. They just had him here with the other guys last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these guys have concerns. JJ, we just don't know very much. It was just the tape is so limited, right? Drake kind of misses the easy stuff, has sloppy footwork. Can you grow out of that? Hell yeah. He's only 21 years old. Jaden, one of the concerns for some people is his weight. And I thought this was pertinent, Jaden Daniels talking about how big he is.
But have you talked to any teams and have your trainer said, Jay, we probably need to put about 10, 15 pounds on you? Not right now, but through the process over the
for
next
sure.
year or so.
Yeah. Most definitely. Like, teams I talked to, it was like, what I played last year, I was like around like 205. So it was like, you know, we just gonna put on weight progressively, but we ain't gonna overload you. So, you know, right. your play start to digress.
What do you think about teams saying they want them to add weight, B?
Well, I have no problem with it, because that's normally what happens to almost everybody that comes into. The majority of players that come from college to the NFL wants you to gain a little more weight. And not that they want you to just gain weight, they want you to gain a proper weight. So, you know, you got some linebackers who get a little thicker, but they want to make sure that they adjust how their body is built. Offensive linemen, some of them come in here, they want them to gain a little bit more pounds, but they don't want them to just go be out there just eating anything under the sun. They want them to gain some muscle, you know, get a little stronger with it. It happens at just about every position. So teams telling them that is no problem. The thing that bothers me is that I don't hear anybody talking about J.J. McCarthy. He was lighter than Jaden Daniels was. And Jaden Daniels is 6'4", and J.J. is 6'3". So why isn't that talk about him even the same?
Yeah, I mean, JJ has since added weight, I believe, but that's fair. But I also think the weight concerns specific to Jaden are some of the big hits you see, and it looks like it's a car wreck or like he wrecks on a
and he gets up
skiing.
But see, sure. My thing is, a guy played at 190 something supposedly, and I'd be damned if he's been working out as much as you think he's supposed to be working out since the football season ended, and their football season ended later than anybody because they were in the national championship game. And if he weighs, as people are saying, 220 now, that's not 220 great weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that. Where so I
that's
separate...
that's a little weird to me.
Okay, that's fair. What I separate there, though, with Daniels is when we have callers, Bill from Reston calls in. He's like, I don't know about Daniels. He might be too skinny. Like, that is dismissible. But if he said in meetings with teams, they've said, hey, over the next couple of years, we're going to want you to add some muscle on there. I think that.
But
one,
see, you
is kind of just normal. Like,
that's
you're
going to
be in the NFL.
Thing.
You got to add weight.
That's a normal thing. But it's the fact of people trying to act like it's something new that players from college to the NFL gain weight. You know what happens also in the next 3 to 4 years? You're getting older.
Right.
Your body's going to naturally mature more. You're going to gain some weight. So, to me, it's nothing to be amazed about when it's a natural thing.
I can report with certainty, per sources and just myself. As men grow older, they put more weight on. I know that is breaking news here on The Fan, but as a 42-year-old father of two.
It's not just men.
You put more.
I know you didn't want to say it, but it happens.
As people age. Hey, how about that?
I'm an equal opportunity type guy. Everybody, men and women, it happens to them.
You know what else we are equal opportunity guys about? The ability to work with Paul Henry. Brian and I have both worked with Paul Henry's window insulation. They've done great work for my family. They've done great work for Brian's family. I mean, they've transformed my house. We used to have – I have an old little house, and we had terrible, ratty windows, and it was cold as hell in the winter and super hot in the summer. Paul redid all our windows, did an excellent job. It was his son that came out and did the work at our house. They got it done ahead of schedule, below cost, and it has made our house significantly more comfortable. And with little kids, man, trying to get them to sleep, if it's cold, it's a disaster. They've really helped us in a ton of ways. And, Brian, I know you've had similar success.
Yep.
If you call this month, you get 10% off each window with a 5-window minimum and 10% off each door at Paul Henry's Window Insulation.
I echo everything that JP said. But also, if you want somebody that's going to come in and do the job in a professional manner, show great professionalism, and show that they really care about what they're doing. A lot of people come into your house and they just want to hurry up and get in and get out. Paul's not going to do that. They do everything right, okay? They may be there as shortly than they're supposed to be, but you know what? It's done right the first time because they respect their the people they're working for, just like the people, they want you to respect them. Paul came to my house. He changed all my windows. He changed all my doors. And he's doing some new things for me now. And you know what? Once he comes in and tells me what needs to be done, I back up. I don't question anything because the man is not just trying to oversell you. He's going to give you what you exactly need. So as JP said it, you reach out to Paul right now. Receive 10% off each window with the 5-window minimum and up to 10% off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Nation right here. La da da da. La da da da. B, you know how it just reeks of weed everywhere you go in D.C.?
Everywhere you go in the world, you mean?
Yo, New York. Next level, man.
hey, dog. Let me tell you. Riding that bike on those back roads from Crystal City.
Oh, I bet.
To Gettysburg, got a couple whiffs, too.
I bet, man. It's
everywhere. They're not only doing it in the big cities. They're doing it in the little country towns as well.
Yeah, it's legal. Do what you want. a couple more Jaden Daniels clips I want to play for everybody. But we are about to give away some Caps tickets, so you better lock in and get ready. Caps Game 3 Friday night. That place will be buzzing. It's going to be interesting because you'll be in Detroit for the draft, B. Detroit. Did you watch yesterday?
I watched what yesterday?
Caps.
I watched some of it.
Yeah.
Me and Bees went over to a little spot over in and we got back. Alex didn't watch the end of it.
Speaking of Mr. Beasley, I got to read a very, very cool Barrett Sports Media, like kind of covers the sports radio industry,
mm-hmm.
or maybe just like sports media industry.
I just finished reading that.
Yeah. Did you notice that Bees got mentioned in there?
Yeah.
we're gonna have to read through that on the air because it's funny. But right now, dude, let's do this. Jeff, buckle up. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. Caller 10. 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, Game 3, Friday, April 26th at Capital One Arena. There are limited tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. If you want Capitals tickets for Game 3, get on the phone. Caller number 10 right now gets to win those things. All right, Landini, two more things I want to play from Jaden, and we may have to circle back to these, frankly. Jaden talking about, and honestly, a lot of this clip is Ocho Cinco talking about it, but Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, and for a lot of people, presumed soon-to-be draft pick by the Washington Commanders at number 2 overall, Jaden Daniels talking about the weapons in the Washington offense.
Was very important for quarterbacks, especially coming out in the draft. You think about your situation at LSU. You look at your supporting cast that was around you. They make your job very easy. Malik Nabers, yeah, and the rest of the receiving core. At number 2, based on, again, I'm not Mel Kiper, but they talk about Caleb Williams going first. Obviously, he'll be going to the Bears. The Commanders are number 2. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking you, number 2, period. Look at the supporting cast that you have in D.C.,
they got some dogs over there.
Jahan Dotson, McLaurin. Man, listen, boy. Boy, you're going to be in heaven. You're going to be in heaven. And I think it's so imperative that you go to the right situation so you have your receiving core. Once you got a receiving core and they're able to build around you and you can just be you,
yeah, man.
But it's going. I'm not saying it's going to be a breeze, but I just know. I know the work you put in. Because it shows up on film, so the transition from college to NFL is gonna be It's gonna be awesome.
Sure.
All right, so B, I want you to react to that because basically Ocho just talked about it,
mm-hmm.
but the way Jaden just kind of agreed and reacted in like the positive manner,
I think it's stuff been going on we don't have a clue of. I think he is excited if he goes. I think if Washington picks him, he's gonna be as excited as anything else. And I think they've probably told him they're probably going to pick him. You know, what I've learned about this recruiting thing is it's very rare that a team tells you, we don't like how you play. We're not going to pick you. When you leave, most of the teams you visit, they're going to tell you, we will love to have you in this building. We can't wait till you come. They leave you with a positive mindset just in case something happens. They don't normally speak negative. So his reaction tells me he's heard some positivity.
Yeah.
And also he's seen what they have and know what they can work with.
Brian, let me ask you this. After the emoji heard around the world, don't you think it's, what can I appropriately say here? Don't you think it's entirely possible and probable that someone in the Commanders organization reached out to someone amongst Daniels' representatives and kind of smoothed things out? And don't you think that's probably part of why someone within Daniels' organization the following day tweeted out that it was fake news, that Daniels didn't want to go to Washington? And nobody cares what the crazy portions of the internet run away with because they know the truth and everybody feels pretty comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's entirely possible.
I think somebody reached out straight to Jaden Daniels also and said, look, man, we don't know what people are saying, this, that, and the other, but we really, really love you. And I think he Jaden or somebody told their agent, make sure they know what you meant by that because people are running away with it. You know, because they don't have to go to the agent necessarily at this point because Jaden Daniels is in the draft. They can call him directly and say, I want you to know how we feel about you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how it goes.
I tend to agree with you, Brian. When we come back, John Walton joins the program, make some sense of the Caps game one loss to the Rangers, figure out what they can do better in game two. Caps, it's a best of seven series for a reason, folks. Don't give up yet. John Walton's next.